This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session and move on gun safety legislation. AP's Sagar Magani reports the mayors asked for the move after the two mass shootings that left 31 people dead last weekend.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Dozens of immigrant workers have been released a day after being detained in the largest immigration raid in a decade in the United States. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement officials said 680 mostly Latino workers were arrested at seven Mississippi chicken processing plants in Wednesday's raids. But immigration lawyers say that by Thursday morning, about five busloads of people had been released. Mike Hurst is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Mississippi.
Now, while we are a nation of immigrants, more than that, we are first and foremost a nation of laws.
Bill Chandler is the Executive Director of the Mississippi Immigrant Rights Alliance, speaking on WAPT-TV.
That's all in the name of white supremacy. They don't want people of color. They haven't figured out what to do with African Americans just yet, besides gerrymandering their districts. And now they don't want, they see a future where Latinos and other immigrants will bond together.
An ICE spokesman said about 30 of the workers.